News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Scrambling to save the Rajasthan government, the Ashok Gehlot-led cabinet has sent the governor a revised proposal for an assembly session on July 31, as the Congress backs its leader with a digital campaign and plans for nationwide protests to ramp up the pressure. On the same day, Mayawati's BSP issued a whip to six of its MLAs, directing them to vote against the Congress in case there was a no-confidence motion. A day before the Supreme Court hears the case of the embattled Congress-led government, there was business-like calm in the Rajasthan capital on Sunday. The Rajasthan Congress called off its plans to protest in front of the Raj Bhavan on Monday. Tomorrow, Congress workers will protest in front of Raj Bhavans as part of Save Democracy, Save Constitution agitation call. But in Rajasthan, we will not do anything like that, State Congress Chief Govind Singh Dotasara said in a tweet. The government, fighting for survival after Gehlot's now-sacked deputy Sachin Pilot, staged a rebellion with 18 other MLAs following a bitter and prolonged feud, has been pushing the governor for an opportunity to prove its numbers on the floor of the House. However, it is not immediately clear whether a floor test is part of the proposal. Gehlot said in a late evening tweet that the opposition is usually the one making the demand and the ruling party is reluctant. Here we are demanding, but there is no reply. I hope His Excellency the Governor is also a seasoned politician, amiable, tactful, and the post he is holding has great dignity. It is a constitutional post. He will order us soon. We will call the assembly, he added. The Congress has 107 MLAs in the 200-member assembly, including the 19 dissidents and the BJP 72. The Governor on Friday had sought clarifications on 6 points from the state government after Congress MLAs held a 5-hour dharna on the lawns of the Raj Bhavan, pressing for a Vidhan Sabha session. The dharna was called off, according to the Congress, after Mishra said he will abide by the constitution but not act under any pressure. The governor had asked Gehlot to resubmit the proposals with the clarifications. Months after the Citizenship Amendment Act came into force, the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and its ally Akali Dal leaders welcomed the first batch of Afghan Sikhs who reached India on Sunday, fleeing religious persecution. BJP Delhi Chief Adesh Gupta, National Secretary R.P. Singh and Akali Dal leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa welcomed the Afghan Sikhs with saffron stoles, as all of them were visibly relieved to flee from a life of uncertainty. The first batch of Afghan Sikhs reached Delhi on a special flight. They will be accommodated in India under a long-term visa arrangement. Many in the first batch lost their near and dear ones in terror attacks in Kabul. Many more persecuted Afghan Sikhs are expected to join in the next few days. This is significant given that their arrival comes after the much-debated Citizenship Amendment Act becomes operational that allows religious minorities other than Muslims from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh fleeing religious persecution to get a fast-track entry in seeking Indian citizenship. Akali Dal leader Sirsa, who too was present to welcome the first delegation of Afghan Sikhs, said that this batch includes Nidan Singh Sajdeva, who was earlier abducted by militia groups affiliated to the Haqqani network in Afghanistan. Adesh Gupta credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for bringing the CAA, which he claimed helped the arrival of Afghan Sikhs. Those who have been vocal and animatedly criticized the Citizenship Amendment Act should know by now how significant the amendment has been, he said. A Gurugram court has summoned Alibaba and its founder Jack Ma in a case in which a former employee in India says he was wrongfully fired after objecting to what he saw as censorship and fake news on company apps, documents seen by Reuters showed. The case comes weeks after India cited security concerns in banning Alibaba's UC News, UC Browser and 57 other Chinese apps after a clash between the two countries' forces on their border. Following the ban, which China has criticized, India sought written answers from all affected companies, including whether they censored content or acted for any foreign government. In court filings dated July 20 and previously not reported, the former employee of Alibaba's UC Web, Pushpendra Singh Parmar, alleges the company used to censor content, seen as unfavorable to China, and its apps UC Browser and UC News showcased false news to cause social and political turmoil. Civil Judge Sonia Shirkand of a district court in Gurugram has issued summons for Alibaba, Jack Ma, and about a dozen individuals or company units, asking them to appear in court or through a lawyer on July 29, court documents showed. The judge has also sought written responses from the company and its executives within 30 days, according to the summons. UC India said in a statement it had been unwavering in its commitment to the India market and the welfare of its local employees, and its policies are in compliance with local laws. We are unable to comment on ongoing litigation. Alibaba representatives did not respond to requests for comment from the Chinese company or on behalf of Jack Ma. Parmar, who worked as an associate director at the UC Web office in Gurugram until October 2017 and is seeking $268,000 in damages, referred Reuters queries to his lawyer Atul Ahlawat, who declined to comment, saying the matter was sub judice. The court case is the latest hurdle for Alibaba in India after the Indian government's app ban, following which UC Web has started laying off some staff in India. Before the apps were banned, the UC browser had been downloaded at least 689 million times in India, while UC News had 79.8 million downloads, most during 2017 and 2018, data from analytics firm Sensor Tower showed. British Interior Minister Preeti Patel said on Sunday she had asked Twitter and Instagram for a full explanation of why anti-Semitic comments made by rap artist Wiley remained on the social media platforms for so long. Wiley is facing a police investigation after comments appeared on his social media accounts on Friday asserting that Jews systematically exploited black artists in the music industry. The anti-Semitic posts from Wiley are abhorrent, Patel said on Twitter. They should not have been able to remain on Twitter and Instagram for so long, and I have asked them for a full explanation. Social media companies must act much faster to remove such appalling hatred from their platforms. A company spokesperson for Facebook, which owns Instagram, said, "There is no place for hate speech on Instagram. We have deleted content that violates our policies from this account and have blocked access to it for 7 days." Twitter has deleted some anti-Semitic statements on Wiley's Twitter account. It did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Wiley, 41, whose real name is Richard Cowie, released a number one single in Britain in 2012 and had several other top 10 hits as a leading figure in grime music, a British genre of rap. He received a UK government honour for his contribution to music in 2018. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.